We're joined in Media Center by our number one qualifier in funny car, Courtney Forrest. Her 3.983 second pass at 323.35 miles per hour got her her sixth number one qualifying position of the year, 23rd of her career. But I think everybody was really impressed with that last pass, that 4.0, you know, in the heat of the day. Does that show you guys? I mean, your car is really in a groove right now.
Yeah, it is. It's I mean, my team is literally, they're incredible. You know, my crew chief Karate, he got on the radio down track, or when I was shutting the car off and pulling it off down there, and he said, "We've got a rockin' car." And I got back on the radio and I said, "Well, it's only because we have a rockin' team." So it's just it's honestly due to those guys that work on that car, and having a consistent race car like that, like you said, running it in the heat and putting a good number on the board definitely feels pretty good before going into race day. Obviously, it is a brand new track for us to be running on, but really exciting. Thank you to everyone here in Virginia for having us back. Feels good. And you know, we're just excited for race day tomorrow. It feels awesome to have a number one qualifier hat, but you know, like I was saying earlier, it's really important for us to continue to go rounds, keep the momentum, and hopefully end up in the winner's circle.
Courtney, could you touch on your relationship with Ryan, because he joined your team in the offseason, and how that has worked, because he's guided AV to multiple championships, and how that has helped you so far?
So yeah, I mean, Karate has been really a family friend of Danny, my brother-in-law, for years. Danny and Karate worked together on Mike Ashley's team before he even met my sister. So yeah, years back, they've always been like family. So it was really cool to kind of have him come on board over here with us. And they've just done a phenomenal job. It's been really great. I mean, you never know how someone's going to be working with a brand new team, and also coming over from a top field dragster to a funny car. You know, you don't really know what to expect, but he's really proven himself, and I mean, he proved it over in top field, obviously, but it's just been a lot of fun to work with him. I'm very, very lucky to have him and Danny as crew chiefs, and I mean, every guy on my team. I'm just having a lot of fun, for sure.
Your confidence level last year was really high. You're qualifying really high. This year, qualifying really high and winning races. Is this probably, do you feel, the best position you've been in as a driver, that kind of going to the midpoint of the season?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get too ahead of myself. I definitely feel really confident about the car that we have and the team that we have. And yeah, I mean, we have had a really great start to the season, but we need to keep our focus. We've had a few wins, but we have to focus on keeping it going and just, you know, round by round, and just got to keep in the groove, and hopefully we can end up on a high note at the end of the year. But definitely a great start to the season for our team. Just really proud of everyone at Advance Auto Parts, Chevrolet, Peak, Monster Energy. It's been a lot of fun driving this race car, for sure.
Courtney, we've seen a bit of a pattern here this afternoon with the Friday night qualifier holding up. That's you, obviously. Do you guys discuss the logic of what we're going to do in this fourth run? You're pretty safe. You're not going to lose number one. Are you pushing for the fences for tomorrow, or what are you looking for out there in Q4?
Well, I think it kind of depends on the weather for tomorrow. But for Q4, you know, the conditions weren't what it was in Q2. Obviously, there were a lot of teams that were improving, so, you know, we're watching for that. But at that point, once we knew we had that number one spot, you're not going to go out there and try to lay down a 398 again when it's such a hot track. But I think the focus was to try to get down there and be the quickest car of the session so that we can get the points. And I believe that we got three, I think, on that run. So it's pretty awesome that, you know, we were able to get bonus points on every single qualifying session. I mean, those points add up throughout the year. So it's been a good day.
Awesome. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Great. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kurt.